This is Getting Dirty in Your Garden, brought to you by North Carolina State Extension Master Gardener Volunteers. I'm your host, Harold Johnson, and I'm a Master Gardener in Durham County. When cold weather makes its first appearance, many of us head for the store, grab some bird seed, and head home to fill the bird feeder. May come as a surprise, but bird feeders play an important role in supporting native bird populations. In this edition of Getting Dirty in Your Garden, we spoke with Brian Schermerhorn of the retailer Wild Birds Unlimited. Byron gave us some tips for keeping feeders in top condition throughout the winter so as to keep attracting birds for baths and feedings.
Hello again. This is Charles Murphy, North Carolina Extension Master Gardener Volunteer in Durham County, and I'm talking today with Byron Schermerhorn. Byron is a wildlife habitat certified consultant. He's also very well versed and has extensive experience in bird feeding and bird feeding products and general care and feeding of birds. And he's a very accomplished amateur photographer and has done numbers of pictures of birds of our local area here. So Byron, I want to take a minute to thank you for coming by. We appreciate it. And let's start out talking about habitat. Local construction here in the Durham area just recently has destroyed an enormous amount of natural habitat. Is there anything that we can do around our houses and our backyards to help restore some of that habitat that birds might need?
Well, the biggest thing people will do is they'll stop feeding the birds certain times of the year because they figure they're going to have enough food. Well, just as you mentioned, so much of the habitat in our area has been put into construction, houses. So these birds are losing an area for shelter, water, food. We need to support them if we want to continue to have the wonderful birds that we have in our area.
Then are there specific things that a homeowner could do? Suppose somebody wants to make a better habitat in their yard.
There are a lot of things that you can do. You can start by putting different types of plants in your yards that bear fruit, such as the berries, pine trees with a lot of pine cones with nuts. Not only do the squirrels eat the pine cones, but the birds will eat the seed. So we need to be able to continue to have that type of habitat for the birds. There are times when the insects are not around. There are a few birds that do nothing but seeds only, but majority of the birds eat insects. So during the winter time, a lot of your insects are not around, and so their food supply has changed drastically. So we can help them by keeping food in feeders within our yards. Not only food, but we need water plus shelter for the birds, not only in certain times of the year, but it's very obvious that year-round care of the birds needs to be done because we are taking out so much of their natural habitat.
Well, you mentioned shelter. For example, let me ask you a question. I have a sort of shrub fence along one side of my backyard. I've allowed it to grow up. And I think that maybe I should trim it way back, but I don't know. Does that provide good shelter for some birds?
It sure does. Birds love to get into bushes like that for a couple of reasons. Warmth. And when there are feeders in the yard, unfortunately, you're going to draw predators. And so they like to be able to, if they're on the feeder, they have a predator that's coming by or getting close to them, they want to be able to fly into the hedge and get protected. So it's a good idea to just keep them up, if you want to keep them up, so that they have a place to stay away from the predators.
Okay.
And the weather, because the weather is a big thing, too.
We're about to have our first winter blast. We're doing this in mid, well, not quite mid-December, early December, and we're about to get zapped here, I think. I have a bluebird house that has been occupied for many years, but of course the bluebirds aren't nesting now. Nobody's really nesting at this point. Should I leave it up? Would that be helpful?
it's a very good idea to keep them up. Not all of our birds use boxes. Bluebirds is one that definitely uses a box, and they use a box year round. So it's and there are people that come in and say, well, I think I need to take my bluebird box down because they're not nesting. I try to convince them that we need the box up at all times. It needs to be clean and ready to go for them because they will build a small nest in the wintertime to get in out of the weather. They are very smart. They know when weather's bad and they'll try to find a place for shelter. And you'll find a lot of bluebird boxes, you open them up, that there's a small nest of pine straw, and that's what they've done. They're getting themselves ready for the winter.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew that the house would be occupied sometimes, but I had no idea that they would actually build in it. I hadn't looked in there to see whether anything's there or not. Well, suppose we're feeding in the backyard. Is there anything specific that we need to think about in terms of nutrition for birds with the cold weather coming on? Do we need to change our feeding patterns or?
We need to give them a food that's very high in protein. Suet is a very good source of food for them during the wintertime. It's a very high in fat content. Birds are like us. When we get cold, we shiver. They shiver. So at night, they get cold, they shiver, and they lose a lot of their weight during the night. So one of the first things they do in the morning is to go to the breakfast table. They're going to eat because they've got to get that energy back up. We need a food source that's very high in protein. There are some insects during the wintertime that birds know how to get and find. The brown-headed nuthatcher is one that will find insects underneath the bark on a tree year-round. And not only is he finding insects, but he's finding some of the seeds that he has put in those little crevices on the bark year-round.
You mean he stores the seeds?
Yes, he does. That's his pantry.
That's
a lot of birds do that. No. They put the seed into an area where they'll go back later on and know that there's food there. So if a feeder is empty, then they know where a food source is. But the problem is, too, that some animals will watch them put their food up, and they will go take that food. So they're not going to end up getting all the food that they had put up.
So you mean an observant chipmunk or an observant squirrel might
right,
go
or other birds.
Or birds,
right.
Too.
Exactly. They're smart.
Well, I think they really are. Suppose somebody wants to make their own, say, winter mix for birds. Can people do that okay?
Very easily. You want to find a food that has not been put into a bag for over a year, because by that time your food has probably dried out. A very interesting fact about birds is that when they get their food, whether they find it naturally or in a feeder, they weigh that seed. They'll pick it up, and if it's really light, they know it's dry, so they'll throw it on the ground. But if it has some weight to it, and they're very sensitive with that, then they'll eat it or they'll store it for another day.
Well, now that's interesting, because I've seen birds do that in my feeders.
They do.
And I thought, well, it's just a bunch of picky birds. I didn't know whether there was some other reason.
But there's also another problem, too, when you pick your food, is that you want to make sure that you get a quality of food that does not have certain type of seed waste in it where they put it into the bag just to get the weight up. There are a lot of companies out there that do that, unfortunately, but we have to watch what we get so that we get a good quality food for the birds if we want to continue to have them around. They're a great source of enjoyment of watching. They help our environment. I think it's very important that we feed our birds all the time.
Well, what about making my own? Could I make my own suet, for example?
You can go to some butcher shops and get animal fat, put it together. You can find recipes on the internet for putting together your seed mixture and also your suet mixture. Another good source for birds in the wintertime even year-round, is peanut butter. And there's been some stories about, well, you shouldn't give them peanut butter because it'll gum up their mouth and they won't be able to sing or anything like that. But that's false. It's very high in energy, so peanut butter is good. You can smear peanut butter onto a pine cone, hang it in a tree or on a bush. So that's a good quality food in the wintertime.
If I'm looking for food, say seed, commercial seed, occasionally I see bags that say for songbirds. It's sort of a generic description, but is it really good to think one size fits all, or do I need to try to be a little bit more specific about blending or making things different for different birds?
A lot of people try to do that, but birds, again, are very smart, and they'll be able, you have a good quality mix in your feeder, they're going to be able to know which ones that they like and they want, and they'll pick it out. And again, you know, they're going to throw some of that seed on the ground. Well, it's not going to go to waste, because you'll get a lot of birds that feed off the ground. Mm-hmm. Doves are one of them that feed off the ground. And there are several birds that will get the food that comes off from the feeder. Another thing people do in the wintertime, or even during the summertime, is they're worried about when they go on vacation that their feeder's going to be empty, and then the birds won't come back to their feeder or come back to their house. Birds will come back because they find their food by sight, not by smell. Songbirds don't have a very strong sense of smell. They'll find the food. So don't worry about having your feeder empty if you end up going on vacation for a while, because they'll come back. You can put food, I've had my feeders empty a couple of days and I forgot to put it out there. And before I can even get it hung up on the pole, they're back there on the feeder trying to get it to the food while I'm trying to hang it on the pole.
So hurry up, huh?
Yeah, they said, where you been? I want my food.
Well, look, if we feed year-round, are we making birds dependent and robbing them of some independence that they might have had if they had to fend on their own?
It used to be a wise tale, and I was preached very strongly that you shouldn't do that. And well, they found over the years that is not a true fact, that they know that food is there, but they find other sources of food supply that we don't even think about. And they know where to find their food, and you're not going to be having them come to your feeder just to depend on that. That's not true.
Okay, so they won't develop bad dependency habits.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's good to know. We wouldn't want that happening. Let's talk about water for a few minutes. Birds and other animals as well, I think, do get a lot of their water through the food they eat, because
exactly,
that's just an easy way to do it. But do they need supplemental water during the wintertime then, or any time for the year?
Birds need water year-round, what temperature it is, whether it's hot, medium weather, or extremely cold. It's very important to have fresh water for them. It's very good to get in the habit of, when you have your bird bath in the yard, and if they're cold days, if you can do it, go out and keep the water fresh as possible. And if it starts to freeze a little bit, dump it out and put some more back in there. You can get heaters for your bird bath, and there are some bird baths that are all ready to go with heaters in them. That heat does not create a very hot water for the birds at all. It's set so that it keeps the water from freezing, so the temperature is just above freezing, so the water is ready to go. And they will bathe in the wintertime, and there a lot of people wonder, well, won't they get sick or anything? No, they won't, because they're very smart. They know what to do and how to do it. They sometimes do things better than we do. And then I was just reading not too long ago that there are some dark-eyed juncos which come in the wintertime. They will bathe in snow. They've been seen wallowing around in the snow, And that helps get a lot of the feathers in better shape, get some insects off of their body. So snow is...
Is that sort of like taking a dust bath? Because I've seen
exactly.
Birds do that.
That's right. In the summertime, birds will take a dust bath for the same reason, to keep their feathers in good shape. Because if your feathers are in bad shape, you can end up getting sick. And because those feathers are made for flying, and they got to be in good shape so they can take off if they got a predator coming after them.
Okay, so keep the bird bath full of fresh water. Try to keep it from freezing over, but if it does, try to empty it out as soon as you can and refill, and just keep a close watch on it. Well, that's good to know. Well, there are a lot of other things, that we can do to help birds, not just in the winter, but year-round. Is there anything else you can think of that we ought to keep in mind?
Well, we talked about food and water, and again, we briefly talked about shelter. So make sure there's areas where birds can get good shelter during the wintertime. Evergreen trees are very good to have in the yard because they can go in close to the trunk of the tree and their bodies will be able to stay warmer in there because the wind's not going to be blowing in there as strong, and they can stay warm in trees like that. So vegetation in your yard is a very key thing with feeding your birds.
Okay, well, it's coming up Christmas time, and most of us will have a tree of some sort in the house. After a while, we're going to want to take the tree out. Would it be a good idea that instead of putting it on the curb for disposal to pick up, to just put it in my backyard for a few weeks and let the birds use that for some extra shelter?
Yes, definitely. Piles of brush in your yard, if you got it back in a corner somewhere, is good to have because a lot of birds will use that as shelter. And they'll be able to, especially during the summertime, they can be able to find insects in there. And they can get a food source, plus they've got the shelter from predators and the weather. So if it's all possible, have a pile of wood. And Christmas trees are very, a lot of places will take them out to the lake, and they will put them around the lake, and your fish will use them as an area to start their nursery and will get into the area of the tree like the birds do on the ground.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Do we get many migrators in our area in the wintertime?
We do get a lot of birds from the... from up north, and migration is, I've been reading a lot about migration. It's interesting in the fact that I thought for a long time that the reason birds migrate is because the weather's so cold where they're at. But basically what a migration is the fact that they move, their food source is their key thing. So if their food source, then the area that they're at during the wintertime is gone, they'll go down farther south to find an area that has a good, strong food source. Not all birds migrate. We have a lot of birds in this area here year-round. Now, they may be kind of what they call a local migration. Mm-hmm. Some of the birds will go down, say, around South Carolina, but North Carolina, South Carolina, or the western part of the state or the eastern part of the state, again, it's geared to the matter of food source.
Well, one thing I've noticed, not just this year, but in years past as well, is in late fall and early winter, I start seeing more robins. And robins are sort of associated with springtime, you know, but it's not springtime. And I'm just wondering if some of these are migrants maybe from somewhere else.
There might be some of them, but they're also here pretty much year-round,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And they're basically, they love worms. That's one of their great food source. I have never seen one on a feeder. That's not to say they wouldn't, but mostly they eat insects. There are birds that eat nothing but seed, and then you've got birds that eat seed and insects, and you have some that just eat nothing but insects.
One other thing, going back to shelter for just a minute. I've heard, I don't know, I've never seen this, but I have heard that in cold weather especially, that if there's a birdhouse up, for example, like my bluebird house,
mm-hmm.
that it becomes a sort of communal shelter overnight sometimes, that lots of different birds, well, maybe not different species, but lots of birds will get in there mm-hmm. just to sort of huddle together and stay warmer. Is that
That's
so?
Can happen. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's a little critter that likes to get in your box in the wintertime or even in the summertime. We have a little flying squirrel, and he loves to get into a box. And they're very small, but they can build a nest in there very quickly. So, and you don't see them because they're all nocturnal. They're all out at night.
Would they evict a bird?
Well, I think there's be some battles between whose house is who belongs to the house. So
that's interesting. I think this has been a good sort of introduction, informational session about doing things for birds, not only in the winter, but especially in the winter, because it is colder. That some food supplies are limited, and they deserve as much help as they can get. And as long as we're not making them dependent, then I think we all would enjoy doing things for them. And it's so much fun to watch.
Definitely. As I say, we can learn a lot from the birds.
This is true.
And to watch them feed their family and bring their youngsters to the feeder is incredible.
Well, Byron, I want to thank you again very much for coming.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Getting Dirty in Your Garden, brought to you by North Carolina State Extension Master Gardener Volunteers. You may find this and future episodes on our website, gettingdirtyinyourgarden.org. Episodes of Getting Dirty in Your Garden are available as a downloadable podcast, and thanks to Georgiana Kiggins, an Extension Master Gardener volunteer in Lee County, a transcript of each episode is also available on the website. Till next time, why not go out and get dirty in your garden?